This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea's state media on Monday criticized the recent termination of a pact between the United States and South Korea that capped the development of South Korea's ballistic missiles, calling it a sign of Washington's shameful double dealing. South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced the abolishment of the Joint Missiles Guidance that had limited the country's development of ballistic missiles to a range of 800 kilometers after his first summit with U.S. President Joe Biden earlier in the month. North Korea's official KCNA news agency carried an article by someone who described it as an international affairs critic to accuse the United States of applying a double standard as it sought to ban Pyongyang from developing ballistic missiles. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said that he will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to respect human rights when the two leaders meet next month. During a speech honoring the U.S. holiday Memorial Day, Biden said, "We'll make it clear we will not stand by and let him abuse those rights." The White House said on Friday it was planning to move ahead with the summit between the two leaders after Microsoft flagged a cyber attack on U.S. government agencies from the group behind last year's SolarWinds attack that originated from Russia. Far-right party leader Naftali Bennett threw his crucial support on Sunday behind a unity government in Israel to unseat the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what would be the end of a political era. Bennett, who leads the ultranationalist Yamina Party, on Sunday declared he would join with a centrist faction in a new unity government that could spell the end of Netanyahu's 12-year grip on power. This is VOA News. Egypt's foreign minister met with his Israeli counterpart Sunday in Cairo amid efforts to build on a ceasefire reached between Israel and Hamas a week ago. Egypt is working with the United States and other regional partners towards reinforcing the ceasefire it brokered between Israel and Palestinian militants, facilitated in part due to its long-standing relations with both sides. Three people held responsible for this month's Italy cable car disaster that killed 14 people were allowed to leave prison Sunday after a judge indicated that for now, blame fell on just one, a service technician who intentionally disabled the car's emergency brake because it kept locking spontaneously. The judge said there wasn't sufficient evidence suggesting the owner of the cable car company, Luigi Nerini, or the maintenance chief, Enrico Perocchio, knew that the technician had deactivated the brake on several occasions even before the May 23rd disaster. After evaluating prosecutors' request for continued detention of the three, the judge determined there was no flight risk, ordered the managers freed, while allowing the technician, Gabriel Tadini, to leave under house arrest. All three men remain under investigation. South Africa has extended its nightly curfew and limited the number of people at gatherings to slow the spread of COVID-19 as positive cases surge. That's according to President Cyril Ramaphosa. On Sunday, the level 2 lockdown restrictions started Monday, forcing non-essential establishments like restaurants, bars, and fitness centers to close by 2200 local time, as the curfew would now start at 2300 for midnight and end at 0400. All gatherings will be limited to a maximum of 100 people indoors from 250 and 250 people outdoors from 500. Where the venues are too small to accommodate these numbers, no more than 50% of the capacity of the venue may be used. Ramaphosa said that, according to the country's health experts, the recent surge in new infections is due to the increasing number of social gatherings where people are not observing essential health protocols. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that he wants the G7 group of rich nations to agree on a plan that would see everyone around the world vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of 2022. In an interview with the CBC News in Canada, Johnson also called for a global treaty on pandemic preparedness at the meeting, which will be hosted in the UK. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.